Did you know that a Danish journalist, once converted to Islam in Morocco, fought a war against the Italians and then was found dead, assassinated in the middle of the desert? You see, in 1848, Italy began the process of unification, bringing together all the various kingdoms and nations on the peninsula into one official state. And by 1971, the Kingdom of Italy was formed, and like many of the other European kingdoms at the time, Italy sought to expand into an empire. Soon they began their expansion into Africa, fighting wars in Somalia and Ethiopia and Eritrea. Then they began an invasion of Libya, wresting control of it from the Ottomans who were stationed there before fighting a bloody war against the Senussi Order, a group of local freedom fighters who fought to protect their land against the invaders. And it was during this decades-long war against the Senussi Order that a lone man from Europe would stumble upon what was happening in Libya and become one of the biggest threats the Italian colonization project. His name was Knud Hombo. Born to a wealthy Danish family, Knud took interest in philosophy and religion and wanted to travel the world and see for himself how differently people lived and thought in lands far away. And so he began his career as a journalist in his teenage years, working for various newspapers in Denmark, where he eventually managed to travel to Morocco, a mysterious land just across the Mediterranean, which had recently been colonized by France. It was a popular destination for a number of Orientalists. These European journalists would travel the world and write about how people lived in different countries, but it was always through the perspective that the European way of doing things was the right way, and that these cultures were somehow beneath them. But unlike most others, Knud didn't carry this Orientalist bias, and when he went to Morocco in 1924, he was there to learn. He started his journey in Morocco, but soon began traveling across the rest of the Muslim world, going to lands as far away as Turkey and Syria and Palestine. And during this time, he began writing books about his travels and his experiences in these lands, but before long, he would find himself in trouble with the authorities. In 1927, he traveled to Albania, where Italian soldiers roamed the streets as part of a defense agreement with the Albanian king. Soon, he witnessed how these soldiers terrorized the locals, threatening anyone who spoke out against the Italians or the Albanian king. In one incident, the Italians hanged an Albanian priest in the street. Knud managed to take a photo of the incident, and newspapers around the world took that photo and spread it. The Italian government was furious, and they would forever make sure to keep over him a watchful eye. In 1928, Knud decided to return to Morocco for a second time. There he found a local sheikh and began studying Islam under him, and soon the ideas of Islam and the Muslim way of life began to resonate with him. And within a year of study, at the age of 27, after having traveled all around the Muslim world for the last 5 years, Knud Hombo finally converted to Islam and took on the name Ali Ahmed Al-Ghassari. And by the way, if you want to support the channel and help me pay my editors, you can sign up for my Patreon, link in the YouTube video description or on my TikTok profile. Anyway, the Muslim world was now his home, and the Muslims were now his family, and he decided to further explore the region, planning a trip across the Sahara Desert from Morocco to Cairo. Driving a 1929 Chevrolet, he left the beaten track, exploring the hidden villages and landscapes of the Algerian desert, before eventually crossing the invisible border and entering Libya. And this is where he would once again come face to face with the brutality of Italian occupation. Deep in the Libyan desert, the Italians had built concentration camps for the Bedouins where they starved and tortured and humiliated the Libyan people, and he began writing about how the Italians were clearly committing a genocide. Knud would write extensively on their situation, documenting these camps and the war the Italians fought against the local population. And soon, the Italians managed to find and capture him in the city of Derna, where they kicked him out of the country and sent him to British-occupied Egypt. From there, he met with many Bedouin tribes along the borders between Egypt and Libya and tried to help organize them into a resistance force against the Italians. The British then arrested him once again, and with the help of the Italian ambassador, he was thrown in jail in Cairo for a month before being deported and sent back to Denmark. While back in Denmark, he wrote a book on what he had seen in Libya, and it quickly spread across Europe, deeply embarrassing the Italian authorities. And eventually they would get their revenge on him. But Knud no longer felt that Denmark was his home, and he longed for the deserts of the Middle East. So he quickly booked a ticket, this time to Jordan. It was now 1931, and he wanted to make it for the Hajj pilgrimage of Mecca that year. He landed in Amman and bought a camel there, traveling to Aqaba by the Saudi Arabian border. On 11 October 1931, after finally getting approved for a visa, he crossed the border on his camel and spent the night near the Haqla oasis. The next day, he began traveling along the road towards Al-Humayda, but something wasn't right. As he was walking between the hills, he could feel eyes watching him from above. Little did he know, he was about to fall right into a trap. Suddenly, he heard a volley of gunfire and shots began flying all around him. Quickly, he grabbed the reins of his camel and sent it running down the road as fast as it could, just barely avoiding all the gunfire all around. Somehow, he managed to escape and just kept riding his camel as fast as he could until finally night came. He was tired and his camel was exhausted and there was no light for them to see. So he settled down for the night, took his last breaths, and fell asleep. The next morning, he didn't wake up. Locals found his body the next day. He had been shot in the middle of the night. Until this day, no one knows what happened to him, and investigations were never able to solve the murder. But many speculate that the Italian government had been responsible for it, seeking revenge for the book he had written and exposing the war crimes in Libya. All we know for certain is that Knud spent his life a journalist in search of the truth, and that he had uncovered the crimes which many had wanted to remain hidden. And for that, he will forever be remembered. Like and follow for more Muslim Facts.